Mitt Romney is off the campaign trail this week. He's instead vacationing at his home in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. But the presumptive Republican presidential nominee is set to march in the town's 4th of July parade. And that's likely to bring more attention than usual to Wolfboro and its festivities this Independence Day. Harold Chamberlain has organized Wolfboro's 4th of July parade for 17 years. He joins us now with more on what Romney's appearance might mean for the town and, of course, the other parade participants. Harold, welcome to All Things Considered.
I'm glad to be here.
In a typical year, how big of a parade is this?
Last year was the biggest we ever had. This year looks to be bigger than last year. And the parade is divided into three divisions. The first division is business and commercial. The second is groups and organizations. And the third is private entries in the political.
So there are a lot of moving pieces play here. And then on top of that, of course, Mitt Romney and his family are going to be taking part in the parade. And where Governor Romney goes, so too goes his Secret Service detail. Have you had to make any changes in your preparations because of the Romneys or because of the Secret Service?
We had a very good meeting with him. And basically, FYI, there's going to be a presence there. There'll be a few state police officers in the parade someplace here and there. But I don't think they're going to be too much of a problem where they're going to make people uncomfortable being there.
The Romneys have had a house in Wolfboro for some time, but, you know, a few years ago, Wolfboro played host to who was then the president of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, and from time to time you hear about other well-known figures who are in the area or rumored to be. How do people in Wolfboro react when they hear that there may be a famous person coming to town and that there may be reporters or photographers or camera people who come along with that?
Well, Wolfboro has been known to have people like that around. And I understand Drew Barrymore made a showing here a while back. But most of us, we just carry on with our lives and they don't bother us. We don't bother them. I think the only one concerned with that would be maybe tourists that would know about this and came to see them. And maybe some of the merchants in town, hoping they'll come in, they'll buy, or maybe you buy a soda at their cafe or what have you.
And the Romneys aside, this is already a busy day for you. So what else is still on your to-do list before festivities begin for the 4th of July?
Well, I just put out some signs to designate where the people have to enter for the parade. Tomorrow morning, I'll be putting some signs out along the route because I'm expecting winds tonight. It'll designate no parking on the left-hand side. So we're just putting them signs out.
No detail is too small to escape the eye of the Grand Marshal.
Oh, well, I try.
Well, Grand Marshal Harold Chamberlain, thanks so much for your time and hope everything goes well for you tomorrow.
Well, what you got to do with the radio, you got to send a signal up in the air of your antenna so it doesn't rain.
That's Harold Chamberlain. He's organizing Wolfboro's 4th of July parade, as he's done for 17 years.